We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Entertained for a quarter, maybe even a quarter and a half, but the season ends with a whimper for the Steelers. 2021 over. Big Ben's career now over. And the Steelers left to pick up the pieces after another playoff blowout loss. Chiefs 42, Steelers 21. Playoff deja vu. Season ends just like last year. Killed in the playoffs, wondering what's next, where do you go from here? In this case, we don't have to spend, Chris, 4 hours debating Ben Roethlisberger's future. I mean, he was talking about going tubing with his kids today. Did you get to do any of that with Lennox before you came into work?
No, I was shoveling the driveway.
You call it tobogganing or you call it tubing? No. What do you go with?
Sledding.
Sledding, yeah.
No, I
Well, a sled and a tube are two very different things. I prefer a tube.
Like an actual inner tube?
Yeah, like the one that you would go on the, like...
Like the lazy river type of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. You put one of those on snow, it's a...
Have I ever ridden one of those in the snow?
Great times. Now that we got some extra time on our hands, we should, as a show, go tubing.
The toboggan thing, though...
Why don't we do that? Why don't we get the three of us together, you and Donnie... We'll drink an entire bottle of bourbon beforehand. We'll split it three ways, and we'll go out tubing. What do you think, Donnie? That sound like fun?
Oh, I think that'd be a blast. I mean, I think with me, we would get some pretty good momentum going, too.
We all get on it together like those banana boats.
like the Chris Paul, LeBron yeah. James, they're out in the water.
Why not? I need to make some great content for our website.
Man, I grew up in the north, like in Ross Township, and anybody that grew
not
up—
Not Cleveland?
Right around the— No, believe it or not. Bronx Field Hill was one I never actually used, but that was always the holy grail. I mean, that thing...
We had one called the Hippo in our neighborhood.
Bronx Field Hill. My backyard, like, abutted kind of like all the neighborhood, all the houses in my neighborhood. There was a creek that separated us from the next street over, so we had a decent little hill there. Jeff Hathorn, who bought my grandmother's house.
Congratulations on all his success.
I think he lives literally 100 yards.
Well, then we can make home base at his spot.
Yeah, oh, it's the best hill in Pittsburgh.
We can drink
Hartwood
the
Acres
bottle
hill.
Of bourbon there, and then we can walk over
to
and Hartwood take advantage
Acres.
Of that hill, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, well, is a toboggan have the curved kind of part coming back inward? Because, like, my go-to sled growing up, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sled, I once flew out of the back of it when I went off, like, a sheer little 5 or 7 foot drop, smashed my back off of, like, snowpack. My mom had to carry me up to my house because I felt like I couldn't walk. Which made me similar to Ben last night.
Yep.
Not being able to move. Anyway.
I think the Steelers are...
Wait, he said we get to... Hold on. We get to entertain millions of people. You call that entertainment? I would want Ben to be a movie critic then if I was putting a movie out there. Because you could put out any old garbage
first
and call it entertainment.
First half hour was good.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Let me say this in starting. Because there's so much I could do today. When they kept getting punts, I'm thinking to myself, all right, this isn't an A-plus quarter, but it's an A for them because it's scoreless, right? The longer that game went, though, with the Steelers' offense proving that it could do absolutely nothing, the more if you have watched the Chiefs even once in your life with Mahomes, you knew what was coming next. There was going to be an explosion. And so even when they got up 7-0 with that defensive touchdown, you go, holy crap, this is unbelievable. Back of my mind, I would have to think back of your mind, you knew it wasn't going to last. Unless the offense magically flipped a switch they hadn't
flipped
all year.
The turning point was the Kelce touchdown right before the end of the first half. And when they hit that play on 3rd and 20, I said, good night, what do you want to do? I'll watch the rest of the game because it's Ben's last game and it's the playoffs. And I got nothing better to do. It beats going out and shoveling. But I knew what the end result was going to be. I knew the end of that movie. And it wasn't going to be pretty for the Steelers.
I'll be honest with you, I knew that the end of that movie was upon us at 14-7. They had to, I thought they had to play with a lead. And well, once that lead evaporated, it was over.
I think that the postmortem on the Steelers has to start with the – I think it has to start with Tomlin in this way. How are you as an organization going to convince a coach who has never had a losing season? He just set that record to start a career. He got all kinds of praise for that to get this team into the playoffs and over 500. How do you convince him that he needs to refine and change what he's doing? I think that's now, and if the Steelers don't want to do that, then you're going to get the same old thing next year. You're going to get the same type of result where your ceiling is to just make the playoffs and be a competitive team that's right around 500. I mean, the quarterback decision, as far as Ben goes, all of the drama and the awkwardness of him, like you delayed it, you pushed the can down the road. Now you've come to that point. It's over. Like there is not going to be any kind of staring contest with him, so you don't have to worry about that. It's about what do you think of now, the most tenured person that's a key figure in the organization, if Colbert leaves too, is Tomlin. And what are you left with him, Chris? Because, yeah, give him credit for, I guess, getting this team to 9 wins, but his offensive coordinator sucks. And I have serious doubts about him trying to juggle the balls of being the head coach and the defensive coordinator on game day.
Doug Whaley was bandied about as a candidate. I think Ed Bouchette listed him as an outside the organization candidate for Kevin Colbert's job. I don't think Doug is going to be getting a serious look after he said Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid are playing chess while Mike Tomlin and Keith Butler play checkers trying to stop them. I would say that he doesn't really need to be coaching this defense anymore, play to play. And I understand that when Dick LeBeau was here, people will continue to use that as a data point. See, Mike Tomlin just isn't a good coach. No, I think he's a good coach, but he needs to stop calling the plays on game day. Does anybody do a great job of that? Kyle Shanahan calls the Niners offense, yes? Right?
Yeah, he's got a play sheet in front of him.
Got a play sheet. He almost butchered the end of that game, situationally and everything else, because it is just a lot. Reed calls the Chiefs plays, but he really does have a co-worker there, right, in Bieniemy, where I think that they let Bieniemy call some of it. Leftwich calls the plays in Tampa. Bruce Arians doesn't. Arians gets a lot of credit, but Leftwich does the job. But I'm going to go back. Before we even get into the nitty-gritty of him calling plays, I'm going to go back to your starting point because I do agree with you. What has been my biggest complaint for like the last 18 months with this team? Same old, fetishizing like this conservative, we don't take hard left turns or hard right turns approach. Stay the course, we're the Steelers. When they hired him, Mike Tomlin, that was actually a pretty sharp turn for them. It wasn't a name anybody thought was really a serious candidate. It ended up paying off with a Super Bowl in his second year, and then another trip to the Super Bowl. He now, though, after having been such a surprise and successful hire, more than anybody else, he embodies what they embody, all the negative qualities. We don't really change, we just keep staying the course. Not having more or having more wins than losses or the same amount is somehow good enough. He's gotten stale, man. Like, his ideas have gotten stale. Watching this team flame out in the same way has gotten stale. He's got enough accrued credit, and with this franchise, he doesn't even need it to get to try to see it through to a period of transition here to something new. But if he doesn't want to do that, you've got to start seriously thinking about the direction of the franchise if you're Art Rooney and wondering if you just want to be an also-ran for a while. Because guess who's in the AFC for the foreseeable future? The guy who just tore you up last night. Mm-hmm. The guy who the day before absolutely humiliated Bill Belichick, Josh Allen.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson's still going to be a problem, just an impediment just to like winning the division. Oh, but wait, there's a much bigger one now. His name is Joe Burrow, and he looks like a future
Chris,
MVP. Justin Herbert's on the Chargers.
If
they don't evolve, they're going to die as a franchise we've all come to
but
know.
But it's not only those. If it were only the creme de la creme and the great quarterbacks that embarrassed the Steelers' defense in playoff games.
It's Blake Bortles, I know.
It's Blake Bortles and Baker Mayfield, too.
I know.
And
135 points in their last three playoff games given up.
So, and he's 3-8 in his last 11 playoff games, and they haven't won a playoff game in 5 years. It's the longest drought in the Steelers' modern era. You can't just accept that. And if they do, then the Steelers are not the proud, Super Bowl-hungry organization that we made them out to be. If you believe in stability and in continuity with your head coach, fine. But that doesn't mean that you give him carte blanche to do whatever he wants. And I'm afraid that he, especially with Colbert stepping away now, Ben's leaving. I mean, some of these other people that had a big say and a big voice in the organization are going to be gone. So does that mean that Tomlin just gets even more? I mean, I think he has a hard enough time. I think right now there's too much on his plate.
But he wants it that way.
But that's, to me, that is the ultimate conundrum. He cannot have one of his buddies as the offensive coordinator anymore. Matt Canada, Randy Fichtner. These are people that Tomlin has, in Fichtner's case, a long-time relationship with. And we know the Canada nepotism angle to that because of his kid and because they worked next door to each other.
Like, well, the next door to each other part's interesting because it just shows me, did he not only, you know, he has the relationship with his kid. Like, are you even trying to find somebody interesting to hire? You know what I mean? The next door part of it's almost worse than the nepotism part of it. You just, we need a new coordinator because the guy that was Ben's friend and my friend had to be the fall guy here, even though Ben really called the offense.
I mean, we've heard.
What's Matt doing?
We've heard Steelers insiders say things like they gave Tomlin more money and a longer extension because they wanted to have him in place for the next chapter, life without Ben Roethlisberger, and to a lesser extent, life without Kevin Colbert. I'm not excited about that right now. I mean, it just is mind-boggling to me that it really, I didn't know it at the time because the Chiefs offense took some time to shake off the rust. They had that moronic play where they didn't have Mahomes at quarterback, and that's how the Steelers go up 7-0. But think back to the way they started the game. They had all week to get ready for this. They game planned and thought about what is our plan of attack. And they thought, if we win the toss, let's take the ball. All right, that's showing balls. You're going to say, we want our offense on the field against this team. We're going to go tit for tat, score for score. All right, fine. What did they start with? Two runs right up the middle, and then Ben chucks it on third and long.
Something he couldn't do anymore. And three and out. Readily evident.
It's the same old, same old. It's the same crappy Steelers offense to start the game.
Well, it wasn't quite the same old, same old. They didn't just throw a bunch of short passes or on third and whatever, throw short of the sticks.
But think about this. If they went into this, what did we say all week? Man, you got to do something different.
And what did everybody who covers the team tell us to expect? The same old. They said they don't even have it in them.
You got to go into a game like that, and I'm not saying that the only answer is go no huddle and let Ben do his thing. How about a look that the Chiefs are like, wait a minute, we haven't seen five wide receivers maybe. Go heavy. Believe it or not, maybe put Watt in at fullback to start the game. Not like line him up as a wide receiver and then throw an out pattern to him. I mean, that's like
four possessions in the first quarter, a total.
Chris.
A total of 12 yards.
Do I hear when some Steelers fans say, look what Canada had to work with. Ben is clearly at 39 years old, a limited quarterback. Yes, he is. But if you gave him a good quarterback, I don't think he would know what to do with him. I don't. There's nothing about his resume as an offensive coordinator outside of 1 year at Pitt that would lead anyone to think that he's qualified to do this job. We should honestly be more outraged that he's here, and to your point, the manner in which he was A, hired, and B, promoted. The offensive line coach quit.
Who hired him or who elevated him?
Tomlin.
In the absence of any experience on the job at that level, at this level?
Right. So, you know, he's got to take blame for that, but I got to go a step higher than that. Art Rooney, if you don't want to see your team just settle for blowout playoff losses, your league just signed big television contracts. You've got Amazon, CBS, ABC, Fox, everybody, NBC, everybody lined up to give you more money. You're richer than you've ever been. Give your coach money to hire good assistant coaches. That falls back on him. And he needs to go to Tomlin and say, hey, coach, head coaches hire their assistant coaches, but here's the money to actually go get some good ones. And if he doesn't do that, then that tells me something about Art Rooney's desire.
I think we know enough about
and hunger
desire.
And appetite to win.
Yeah, I think we already know about that.
What is it? He's a settler? He's
going to push the fork around the plate and pretend like he's eating. Hey, we'll fix the running game. Let's draft Najee Harris. Hey, this is unacceptable. Oh, running game still sucks for the third straight year. Yeah, but we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. I got no faith that Art Rooney has the kind of intestinal fortitude, the anger, the desire, any of it. They are a team that is in love with the fact that they're the Pittsburgh Steelers and nobody else gets to be that, except that they're becoming a punchline one bad season at a time or one ugly playoff exit at a time. It's the longest run now since the merger without a playoff victory. And the worst part is, in every one of these last three, it's been humiliating for one reason or another. The best thing you can say about last night's game is at least a future Hall of Famer KO'd the Steelers and sent Ben Roethlisberger into retirement instead of what it would have been last year, a guy that can barely get a job probably in the NFL after the Browns eventually cut him loose doing the same thing. I mean, they're just a... I was going to swear before the show because I'm so mad because saying this for so many years. They are a team and a franchise that is in love with what they see in the mirror, even though what they see in the mirror should disgust them.
Doesn't it just show you that there is a huge gap between being a competitive team and being a bona fide real contender? I mean, if fans are okay with, you know, we're better than the Browns, we took advantage of the Ravens' injuries and beat them twice. I mean, if that's all that matters to you, are like having bragging rights over teams like that, then fine. I mean, there are some elements of this season that I do think leave Steelers fans feeling satisfied on a couple of levels.
I disagree with that. I think it was a farce of a season pretty much from the jump. Beating a crap team like the Browns with a crap quarterback in the C team of the Ravens because of all their injuries. Oh, whoop-de-doo. So wait, you got to sweep those two teams and go 4-0, and then your perennial punching bag like littlest brother absolutely ripped your guts out and fed them to you two straight times.
Yep, the Bengals.
There's always a tit for tat. Oh, you beat Buffalo in the season opener. How nice. You tied the Lions. Kirk Cousins carved you up like a turkey. You were left, this proud franchise is left looking at Ben Roethlisberger's garbage time numbers to try to find positives. Oh, the wise Steelers drafted a college guard undersized for the pros said he'll be a center.
I mean,
great job, guys.
I can tell you right now, based on what people have said about what it took for Roethlisberger to finally get it going last night, like, I think Dulac wrote, Ben's starting to make plays because he's ignoring the calls that are coming in.
Jerry's actual tweet was this. After Ben Roethlisberger led a 75-yard touchdown drive, Chris Collinsworth wondered on TV, quote, where's that been all night, end quote. I'll tell you where. He finally said heck on those plays he's getting in his helmet and decided to do things his way. Trust me.
I'll tell you exactly what that is. I think Roethlisberger wised up and figured out that it was not in his best interest to passive-aggressively in his last year say disparaging things about the offensive coordinator and his incompetence in the fact that he's not good at his job. And so what he's doing is he has told people that he trusts, like Jerry, that the guy sucks and Dulac is doing Ben's work for him, is what that is. I mean, I don't think that Ben's blameless in this at all. I think Ben is letting everybody know, though, that this guy is completely unqualified and inept at his job.
Okay, well, I have a problem with that.
But it's true.
Two things can be true. Matt Canada is unqualified and inept.
And Ben's ready for retirement. I agree.
And if Ben was so hot to trot about this guy's so bad, look at this. Jerry, can you please ghostwrite my anger here?
I mean, he did all year.
Hey, Ben, you have carte blanche. You've been given it. If you're so hamstrung by bad play calls, say to heck with the game plan on play one. Oh, wait a minute. If you did that, it would reveal once and for all that you are a shell of yourself. If Canada is like 51% of the problem or 50.1%, Ben was 49.9. But we can't say that about the venerable Ben Roethlisberger as he goes into retirement. No, that would be mean. How dare we say out loud the truth? He sucked. He was a joke this year. His fourth quarter numbers, with the exception of maybe two, maybe three games, were a complete farce, a byproduct of disinterested teams letting him do what he wanted and play in his sandbox. He sucked.
Your biggest takeaways from the Steelers' blowout playoff loss. Do you match Mueller's passion and enthusiasm for what we had to watch last night? Whatever you want to say about Chiefs 42, Steelers 21, and the season that was, 412-928-9370. We have Donnie Football in the house. He's producing today. You talk to Donnie, you get through to us. We want to hear from Steelers fans the day after a playoff loss, a season-ending loss, a career-ending loss for Roethlisberger. 412-928-9370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.